She sets him down on the rug by the bed while she removes the sheets. His screaming is almost unrecognizable now, the round face red from exertion. It's 10:30, and for 4 hours she's been trying to get him to sleep. But with his sore throat he can't keep the dummy in his mouth, and without a dummy it's hopeless. The cowpole no longer helps. It hurts to swallow, so he's eaten almost nothing, and he can't keep the penicillin down on an empty stomach. She's so tired after 3 days that exhaustion has become the norm. But not once has she raised her voice. She has not blurted out a single harsh word. That feels like a victory. All this time a countdown is going on inside her. She's counting the days, hours and minutes until Mats comes home again. As of now, 4 days, 10 hours and 30 minutes remain. He's in Japan at a technical seminar, but his mobile phone doesn't work there, so she can't even call him for a few encouraging words. It's just as well. It would only upset him to know how they are doing, and she would probably start crying and let her resolve turn into self-pity. She rushes into the bathroom with her arms full of vomit-soiled linens and crumples the bundle into the washing machine.